Hello, mamas. Hello. Welcome to another episode of Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven, brought to you by Alana Song. I am your host, Angela Presley, and I welcome you to the podcast. Let's get started. Today is going to be a little different today. What I am going to do today is just share a little bit with you about me, about my journey, about my beautiful Alana, and just talk a little about what I've been going through. I'm quite sure all of you can relate, and this is so helpful to me because I know I'm not alone in the journey. No one knows like mamas out there across the globe what I'm going through. I have a private group, an Alana Song private group, and it's nothing for me to wake up because we know how sleeping goes. We know how our sleep, you know, it can be on, it can be off. Welcome to this life. But it's nothing for me to hop into the group and say, hey, I'm up, I can't sleep, anybody up with me? And, you know, just for me to get chimes in, because there's moms going through the same thing that I'm going through. So just thank you. Thank you for being there for me. I need it. Sometimes just to get through the next minute. And we know how it goes. It could be just as simple as a post. And we just get it. We just understand and we get it. So thank you for helping me through this journey. So Alana, my baby, this has taken me a while to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, of course, talk about Alana. She's my baby. And you know from experience that it could take some time for you to get into a place where you can dig down deep and discuss some things. So not all today I will discuss, as you know, as time goes on and I feel like, hey, I need to talk about this, I need to discuss this, I'll jump on and I'll do a quick podcast. These podcasts that I do just personally while I'm talking will probably be anywhere from 15 minutes to a half an hour. So just sit back and relax and enjoy Alana Song, what I want to share with you about my Alana. Alana is the last of three. She is definitely the baby of the family. I have my oldest is my son, Jordan. And then my oldest daughter is Haley. And then there's Alana. Alana is definitely light and love. She is definitely everyone's baby in the family, definitely. She has, I'd like to, some things are in past tense, some things are in present. It just depends on where my mind is when I'm talking about Alana. So don't feel like I'm off or I'm saying it incorrectly. It's just what I'm feeling when I'm speaking about her. And I'm sure you moms understand. She has a light and a love about her that was very, very contagious. Alana, I don't want to boast, you know, we can all do that. Everyone loved Alana, and I'm not stretching it. as a kid, very, I would say more so on the quiet side, on the quiet, mischievous side, because she still had her things, you know. She still, of course, needed to get talked to about a lot of things, in school, out of school, with her mom, with her dad, you know. But for the most part, her spirit was quiet, when she was around others. I can't say strangers because she just did not meet a stranger, and I love that about her. So even in grade school, she was just reserved, but still very loving and giggly. She always had friends. Everyone just kind of gravitated to Alana. She just had that about her. Grade school, just a great kid. Middle school is when she started to flourish more. She started to become more outgoing. She middle school is when we discovered that Alana was a ball player. She loved basketball, and she was pretty good at the sport. So middle school, she just started to shine more, started coming out of her shell, and just learning the sport of basketball. She played for her school. She was on traveling teams. So that was a lot. That was a lot for her. That was, as a parent, you know, that was a lot for me with the traveling and the practices. But as you know, the things, you know, and it's what we do. It's what we do. Even if we do not feel like it, it is what we do as parents to make sure that our babies are getting the best experiences that they can in this world with their with their little cute lives. So yes, she was starting to flourish in middle school. Friends, basketball, just living and loving life. She had this contagious giggle that we all loved. At home, her sister and her, they were close. They were close, and they were best friends, but they also had their sister spats about things. So as you know, her siblings miss her terribly, terribly. They miss her so, as you know. So just watching her interact with her siblings and then her friends, that was just wonderful for me to just see her kind of shine more, just kind of shine more as a mom. It was wonderful watching her. Grades were fine. Alana was her grades were fine. I can't say she was on a roll, straight A student, but I will say her grades were fine, and I was pretty proud of that. With you know, just doing sports and holding her grades at the same time, that could take a toll on some kids, and she did a great job of doing both, just being well-rounded. So I was a very, very proud mama. On to high school. High school, Alana was doing great her freshman and sophomore year, just adjusting because, of course, there's more things to high school as far as technology. And you know, they're kids. They know how to do that anyway. I think I was more so adjusting to high school than my kids. I'm old school, you know, book, paper, pencil. None of that was going on, you know, in high school. Now it's iPads and do your work that way. And we know how it goes. Anyway, high school, she was adjusting, doing well. Basketball practices, getting on some more travel leagues, and just, you know, strengthening her game. Because the goal, of course, is always getting picked up by a college. And that kept her busy. That kept her, you know, seeing different things. When you're on the traveling squads, you get to, you know, see different things in different states and just learn more. And that's what she was doing with her life. So her freshman and sophomore year were pretty great years for her. Getting into her junior year, Alana had started practicing. She had started practicing with the high school team, and also like another team that was not associated with the school. So we were kind of back and forth getting her prepared for her junior year with you know, the academics, and of course for basketball. She was juggling quite a few things. Alana's birthday is August 23rd. So with the practices, starting school, and a birthday coming up, this was just so exciting for her. And me as her mom, I was making sure everything was in order, making sure she had everything she needs to start off the school year great. So we were just excited, because the junior year is when the scouts are really coming to look at you on the court. So we were excited about getting her junior year started. Got her in school. She had started, got her classes going, got her in school. I had a vacation planned with my sister. It was a cruise, and we were going to a few different islands. It was a cruise that I had planned a few months before. So with Alana's birthday coming up, I was preparing not just Alana, but all my other children. My son was away to college. He was away to college, but both the girls were here. And I was preparing the girls, just reminding them, hey, me and, you know, TT, we have a trip coming up. I'm excited about the trip. It's been a while since I've been on vacation. But all in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is the first birthday that I'm going to be away from Alana. This is the first birthday that I'm not going to be with my baby. You know, all while I'm getting ready, I'm telling myself, and I'm telling, you know, of course, Alana, you know, hey, you know, you'll be 17. You'll be the big 17. And this is going to be our first birthday apart. This is going to be our first birthday apart. And she was reassuring, mom, I'm 17. I'm 17. No big deal. No big deal. Go have fun on your trip. Go have fun on your vacation. She was excited. I was excited. You know, she's starting the school year, and she was just full of excitement. So I was trying to focus more on the vacation rather than being away from Alana on her birthday. So, her birthday comes. Let's back up. The day that Alana and her sister were to stay with her dad while I was away. The day I dropped Alana off to her dad, I can remember just hugging and hugging and kissing and loving and just holding her face and just looking at her. And she was just, Mom, Mom, okay. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. And it was just something about, in my mind, it was because it was our first birthday apart. It was our first birthday apart. So in my mind, that's what it was to me. But as I look back, that is not what it was. That is not what it was. My spirit was loving her. Something, you know how it goes. Something in your spirit just knows. Just knows. So as I look back, I just was so clingy to her, dropping her off. I'm usually, when I drop her to her dad's, I'm usually, okay, I'll see ya. I'll see ya. I'll pick you up in a couple of days. It's just that, have a good time, with your dad. This particular time, it was just a cling. It was just, I just could not get enough of hugging on her and kissing on her. I just could not let go of her face. I held her face and kept looking into her eyes. And as I look back, it was definitely my spirit holding on to her spirit. Definitely, definitely. So I say my goodbyes. And we know how it goes. We know how it goes. Had we known. I was holding on tight as it was. I was already holding on tight. But had I known that was the last hug, the last kiss, the last face hold. Yeah, we know how it goes. Had I known. So I get prepared to leave on my trip. And the whole cruise, me and my sister, we had a great time. We were gone for a week. Alana's birthday had to be like on a Wednesday maybe. It was through the week. I text her happy birthday. I believe I text her. I don't think I called because we were on the water. We were out on the water. So we text back and forth. I would like to add that every day that I was gone, and I'm so happy that I did this, every day that I was gone, I text all three of my children, good morning. Have a good day at school today, and I love you. That I did that, but not as often as I should. But something in me while I was gone, I did it every day with my children that week while I was gone, to send them a good morning text, I love you, and good night text, I love you. I'm so happy I did that. I'm so happy I did that. Alana's birthday. I wished her happy birthday, and I was just telling her to enjoy her day. Make the best of it. You're 17. Hopefully we'll, you know, get you a drive-in. And she just wasn't interested at 15, 16. She just wasn't interested in driving. Not that I knew of. Maybe she talked to her dad about it, but it just wasn't a big deal to her. It was more basketball than anything. I do want to add that when Alana was not playing basketball off season, she was a cheerleader for the football team. So I thought that was kind of cute that she wanted to cheer when she wasn't playing basketball. Yeah, just an all around girl, and I loved it. Her birthday, just making sure that I, of course, wished her happy birthday and telling her to make the most of it and enjoy her day. And I will see her, and we will celebrate her birthday when I get home. And she had, for the most part, I talked to her. Well, I text and asked how it went, you know, that later on that night. It was her, you know, she had to go to school. So she said she had a good day. And we just went on with the next couple of days. I was to come back to the States that Saturday, I believe, Friday or Saturday. It takes a lot for me to dig in and recall. You know, we know how it goes, how our minds tend to protect us to go into those deep, hurtful places. So some moms that I talk to can tell you the date, the hour, every inch of, you know, what happened with them and their babies. For me, I've padded a lot. I've padded a lot of things just to get this far, just to get this far. So the weekend, I didn't know, but there was a bonfire going on with some kids that she knew. I didn't know her dad, you know, she was with her dad, so her dad okayed her to go to this bonfire and celebrate her birthday with some of her friends. And had I been there, I would not have had a problem with that. She wanted to celebrate her birthday. So had it been reversed and she wanted to go, I'm quite sure that I would have let her go to the bonfire also. I get back into the States. I get back into Atlanta. My sister lives in Atlanta. I get back into Atlanta, and we just are kind of going about our day, because I don't fly out to come home until the next morning. So we're just going about our day. We're going to do dinner. I don't know, just make an evening out of it, do some shopping and, you know, things like that. I can remember finding Alana gym shoes. Alana was a gym shoe fanatic. Gym shoe, every color, every, you name it, she had it. That was her thing, gym shoes. So I can remember finding Alana a pair of gym shoes that I thought she would like. So I text her a picture of the gym shoes, and I asked, "Well, what do you think? You like these? I can grab these. What do you think?" And she liked them, and she said, "Her size. Don't forget, Mom." Her, you know, and she texts me her size, and she just said A, like the letter A, and then the number 9, A9, and that was the last thing she ever said to me. She texts me her shoe size. I'm gonna back up just a little bit. The first text I sent her was a picture of me. And I said, "Look, Alana, I got a tan because I've been on islands. I've been laying out, you know." And she texts back and said, "I don't see a tan." So we laughed about that. So this was throughout the day before she went to the bonfire. She joked about not seeing a tan. So now, whenever I lay out and I go and I get tans, that's the first thing I say. I still to this day, that's the first thing that I say when I tan. I say, "Look, Alana, Mama, I got a tan." And I can hear her saying, "I don't see no tan. I don't see no tan," because we laugh about that. About that day. So yeah, the last text she sent me was her shoe size, A9. That's the last thing that I heard from my baby is A9. So me and my sister get back from shopping, and I'm packing up my bag to come home. I'm ready to come home, just, you know, because you're ready to come home and see your family, see your children, you know, from a vacation. While I am packing, I get a phone call stating Alana was at this bonfire, and there was a shooting from some, I call them cowards, I call them animals. This bonfire was in a neighborhood that her grandmother lived in. It was Alana knows this neighborhood. It was not a bad neighborhood, but not the best neighborhood. From what I gather, these guys came and they were turned away. They were not invited to the bonfire. And Alana had just Her sister had just dropped her off. Her, I want to say a couple of friends, maybe 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Her sister had just dropped her off at the bonfire. And these guys that were turned away from the bonfire, I don't know if they saw some other guys. I don't know the ins and outs of it. But shooting occurred, and of course, kids started running everywhere. And Alana was the only one that was hit. Alana was the only one that was hit with this crossfire. She was hit by a stray bullet. So I get a call that Alana has been hit, and of course, we go into a, forgive me because I'm digging kind of deep here. We go into a mode of disbelief, a mode of, wait a minute, are you sure? It's like our mind can't catch what is being told to us. We can't catch it. we're trying to understand what's being told to us. So I'm looking at my sister, but I'm trying to listen to what's on the phone and relay to my sister what's being said. So I immediately hang up, and of course, what do? I start calling Alana's phone. What do? I start calling my other daughter's phone. I'm not getting any answers. So now I'm going into panic mode. And me and my sister immediately agree to, we're throwing everything into the car. We're driving straight home. This is a 10-hour drive from Georgia. So we're driving straight home. I'm calling Alana's dad. There's no answer. I'm calling whoever I can. Finally, my son answers the phone. And to hear your son just screaming in the phone, just crying and screaming in the phone, that takes a lot. That takes a lot out of us as parents. I have to calm my son down because he's on the highway driving home from college. He's on the highway driving home from college. So I have to calm him down to get home safely. So that was my answer. That was my answer that something was terribly, terribly wrong. I finally got through to my daughter, and it was the same reaction, screaming through the phone, And we all know how this goes. We all know the feeling that comes from this, the helplessness that comes from this, the heart-wrenching, the disbelief, your heart being just ripped out of your chest, It's definitely an unbelievable thing. Me and my sister decide to turn off phones and just pray and focus on, because technically we did not get a confirmation that Alana was no longer with us. We just got the news that she had been hit. So we agreed to turn off the phones and make the ride home with no interruptions. I thank God for my sister. My mom and my sister are the strongest women that I know, and I thank God for them. If it was not for my mom and my sister, I cannot tell you where I would be. And that's the God honest truth. Thank God for my mom and my sister. I do it every day. Every day. We drove 10 hours straight with no calls, No calls. I believe because I was in and out of it. I was in and out of, just my mind was gone. I'll put it that way. There was rarely talking between me and my sister on the ride there, on the ride home. My mind was gone. It was gone. Just trying to wrap my brain around what has happened and what I do not want to accept. So my mind is there, but it's not there. I believe she was communicating with my mom only, I believe. I don't know. So we finally make it. We go straight to the ER at the hospital. And that's where it was confirmed that Alana did not make it from the stray bullet hit. And I looked when we were pulling into the hospital parking lot. My mom was pulling in the same time. The look on my mom's face, I knew. No one had to tell me Alana was in heaven. Just the look on my mom's face, I knew. And you know what comes afterwards. I totally, completely lost it in the hospital parking lot. Completely, totally screams. You know how it goes. Screams from the depths. What we had no idea was inside of us. Screams from the depths of me. Filled the whole atmosphere. Filled the whole atmosphere of the outside of that hospital, of the parking lot. As I could recall, it was like me being outside of myself, watching myself lose it. Totally lose it. And I have come a long way. I can feel myself getting into some deep places, so I'm going to kind of stop there so I can take time to recoup. But I did want to just get on here and discuss a little bit about my Alana. But yeah, it took months of coming out of that fog. I stayed with my mom at least six months, because I could not fathom going home without Alana. My mind couldn't grasp that. I couldn't understand going home without Alana. It took 3 months at least for me to get out into the community. I did not go to work for 3 months. I did not go to church. I did not. Here and there, it just felt too peoply. It was too many wherever I went. I was sensitive. It was a sensitivity to people. It was too peoply for me to be out in public. So I would say a good 3 months if it wasn't a doctor's visit, because I had to go get checked like once a month. I can definitely say you feel like you're losing it. You're losing your scruples, because you can't wrap your psyche around what's actually going on here. So yeah, 3 months without going anywhere, and then 6 months before I could come back into our home, come home to where me and the girls live. So yeah, that's just a little bit of what I wanted to share about starting this unspeakable journey, a journey that none of us asked for. I can go deeper into that, and I will on a podcast. But I want all the mamas to know that I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. Everything you're feeling, everything you're feeling, I get it. I get it. So, again, like I said, I'm gonna go ahead because I think it's been at least a half an hour. I'm gonna go ahead and just kind of end the podcast here because I need to recoup from going in deep. I have learned how to kind of measure, kind of, I can dip in and then I can dip back out when I feel like, okay, Angie, you're gonna, you can feel yourself getting into a hurtful space. So go ahead and just dip back out and recoup and get your strength built back up. So that's kind of where I'm gonna stop here. I just wanted to jump on and let you guys know I'm here. And to tell just a little bit of my story, just to let you know, I understand. I understand, and I'm here with you. Before I go, if you know any moms that would benefit from the Alana Song group on Facebook, please go in and I send an invite and I will let you in. Any mamas that will benefit from hearing the Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven podcast, please invite them over. Please invite them over to listen, just to give them strength, just to know that there's a sisterhood here, that we understand. And lastly, well, no. You can jump on the Alana Song store and get some merch, get some Angel Mom merch. That's www.alanasongstore.com. And just jump on there and look at some Angel Mom merch. You can give it for gifts, get it for yourself. It just helps support things that we need for that I need for the podcast. So just jump on there and get some merch. And you can follow the Alana Song on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest. And haven't started TikTok yet, but I will soon. I got a couple of things on TikTok, but I haven't really got it going the way that I will. So I'm going to let you guys go. I hope you enjoy your day. I am always, always rooting for you. I'm always cheering for you. And your babies in heaven, they're doing the same. They are rooting for you. So I will talk to you soon, mamas. Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.